Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with the Freedom Nation podcast. And today I've got Tim Walker on today. And for those of you that like to travel, want to travel, dream of traveling, Tim is your man. He is a travel hacker, and he's going to share some tips and tricks for us today and share a little bit about his program where he teaches you how to do travel hacking. So stay tuned. We will be right back on in a second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on, Jeff.
I am super happy to have you on because I am a travel freak. So we're going to get along well. I can't wait to pick your brain a little bit on the wonderful world of travel hacking. But before we do that, why don't you tell us your story? How did you get started? How did you get to become a travel hacker?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, moved out to Pennsylvania in 2008, had the opportunity since moving here to really be on the front lines of community development work. So I'm in a city called Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. So if you're a fan of The Office, I'm just south of Scranton. And so, yeah, I've been involved doing a lot of community development work, helping people out of addiction, homelessness, reintegration after incarceration, so many different things. And yeah, have really enjoyed that. Have gotten to do that for a number of years. But really that created a problem for me that travel hacking became the solution for. Nice. So for me, travel hacking started not really as a business endeavor, but more so just a search for a personal solution. So being that my family intentionally lives and leads in the poorest community in our city, what I often found was that we barely made enough money to live on. We didn't make enough money to travel. We found ourselves crushed under the weight of compassion fatigue, living in such a high trauma, high intensity community. And so it felt like, man, every year we just have to like beg, borrow, and steal just to get a vacation. And that's really exhausting. So eventually hit a point where just really felt like I hit my breaking point. Within that, especially as a husband, as a father of two little girls, I was like, man, I don't want my kids to grow up and remember like all we could ever afford to do was take crap vacations every year. Yeah. Like I want to create some special memories with my kids. So really just started searching, found travel hacking, and found, wow, I think this is everything I've been looking for. So started engaging travel hacking. Travel hacking is really a strategic process of layering and leveraging credit card rewards for free travel. Okay. So I started doing that. And in my first 9 months, I earned 1.2 million travel rewards points, which now would empower us to be able to really have the freedom to travel anywhere in the world that we wanted to and to do it for free. So that was really incredible. That was a few years ago that happened. Ever since then, we've been able to really enjoy the freedom of free travel. And then along the way, you know, when you find something good, you tell other people about it. So I started talking to some family and friends. I started coaching them, and all of them told me two things. Hey, one, this is really awesome. I can't believe I've been missing out on this. And two, you're really good at teaching this. You should turn this into a business. So I did. I launched my business called Travel Multiplier, where I empower people to unlock the secrets of free travel. I do that through an online course and coaching that I offer, and it's been incredible to be able to help other people experience the same life-changing opportunity that my family has enjoyed for a few years now.
One of my former guests, he calls it his 17 summers program. That he figured with his kids, he only had 17 summers with them, and so you got to make everything you can out of it. So this this gives the gift of figuring out how to do that. So let's be devil's advocate here and say, well, but we're using credit cards and that can get completely out of hand. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that that is a fair and wise and important concern for people to have. And everything that I do is built on a foundation of financial literacy and financial responsibility. So travel hacking is not about spending money that you don't have. It doesn't ever force you or require you or encourage you to go into debt. Really what travel hacking is it is learning how to make your money work for you in the areas that you're already spending money. So this is not get a travel credit card and go on a shopping spree. Rather, it's, hey, there are things that you already spend money on. Gas, groceries, utilities, insurance, cell phone, all kinds of basic personal and or family needs. And with each and every one of those, you have a choice. How are you going to pay for them? You're going to reach in your wallet for cash. You're going to do the old fashioned thing and write a check. You're going to swipe your debit card, or why not just swipe your credit card and make your money work for you so that those everyday expenses are earning you free travel all along the way. And then the best and most responsible thing you can do is set your credit card from day one on auto pay to pay that off on time and in full each and every month. Stay within your means, spend wisely, and spend strategically along the way.
I like it. So just tell us like some of the, you know, you went from, hey, we couldn't have a vacation to we could actually have a vacation. Where are some of the places you and your family have been?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got to rent a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom oceanfront beach house, beach condo in Virginia Beach last summer, which was great. We got to go with some really good friends of ours, really enjoyed that. And that was huge because prior to getting into travel hacking, if we got to travel, we always had to settle for like budget and off-season travel. The only time we went to the beach is after everybody else had shut down and gone home. So to be able to get a beach condo like that right on the ocean front in prime summer season was really great. We've been able to do some trips to Washington, D.C. We've been able to go to New York City. We've been able to travel across the country, see family and friends. We get free flights all over the place. Quite often, my kids are now growing up quite accustomed to flying multiple times a year, which is great. My wife and I just in March, our birthdays are 4 days apart. And so we've always tried to figure out, hey, how can we get away for our birthday weekend? That's kind of one of our things. Yeah. And so this year, we were like, hey, let's dream big. Why not go to Cancun to an all-inclusive resort? So living in the Northeast in the middle of March, it was pretty frigid. We felt like we hadn't seen the sun in a few months. And so I'm pretty sure it was 15 degrees. I know, right? So I think it was 15 degrees when we stepped onto the airplane and 85 degrees when we stepped off of it. So pretty incredible. This all-inclusive resort, it retailed for $1,500 a night. And we didn't pay a penny. So we spent a long weekend down there, and we slept good. We ate good. We rested well. And then actually here next month, my wife and I are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary, and we are doing a 2-week trip to Europe where we are going to fly to Europe in lay flat business class seats. We're going to stay in all kinds of different European hotels and resorts, primarily concentrated like in and around the Alps, which I'm pretty excited about, and get two full weeks. I ran the numbers on it. That trip would have cost us over $25,000, and we literally get it for free.
Phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So is that from saving up a ton of points over the years and, you know, kind of just managing that process or?
Yes and no. So I would say historically now throughout the journey, I've earned close to 4 million travel rewards points.
Got it.
And so what's cool is like a number of those trips that I just described to you, even Europe going for 2 weeks, it's only using a fraction of our points. Okay. And so I've never burned through or ever come close to exhausting our points. And all along the way, we're perpetually earning points on a daily basis when we're shopping on Amazon, going to the grocery store, filling up the car with gas, paying our monthly bills, all of that. And so, yeah, for us, it has been a really, really great process. And it's even cool as a dad. I tell my girls, they're now 8 and 6. Hey, girls, just so you know, when you turn 18 years old, I'm going to take you anywhere in the world that you want to go. And I know that I'm going to have plenty of points and we're going to be able to do it for free, which is really cool.
So do you run into any kind of like blackout periods or things like that with your process that you do? Or do you use ones that kind of work across multiple different?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say no. I would say that is a common myth that people often fear. I don't know. Is this just going to be like off-season budget travel? Are we going to, you know, get the leftovers? Really, the way to think about it is travel points are really like a currency. So you build up this entire bank of travel points that you can use for really whatever you want: flights, hotels, all-inclusive resorts, house rentals, cruises, rental cars. And so along the way, there's availability for that. But like everything, there's limited availability, meaning like if a resort books up, it books up. So it's not the type of thing where, you know, you're forced to, it's not the type of thing where you're forced to book 12 months in advance the day of, you know, I'm a month away from Europe and I still have a couple of places to book in Switzerland because we've got like three options and we love all three of them. And we're like going back and forth and we're like, but this is the great thing. There's not blackout dates. It's not like there's one room that 500 people are fighting for. Like there's even some real flexibility to be spontaneous where you can plan far in advance if you're more of a planned person. But if you're also the type of person where, you know, you punch out on a Friday and you're like, I want to get out of town. Well, now you've got a currency where you can travel spontaneously, hop on a plane, go to a resort, do whatever you want, because it's all available to you without those blackout restrictions and things.
I love that. Love that. That's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about, you know, the average person. You know, if you're sitting down with them, and I know you've got, I'm just looking at your website, you've got a couple different ways that you can work with them. One is, you know, they can take your travel hacking course, and I'm assuming that's more of a DIY. Here's the process. Here you go. Or they can actually work with you one-on-one. If I'm sitting down with you one-on-one, what are we going to do kind of at the beginning? How does this start, you know, on a one-to-one basis?
Like on the coaching front?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So initially, I got into this on the business side. Man, I'm a big fan of Tim Ferriss, the 4-hour work week, you know, the whole concept of on-demand evergreen content, make money while you sleep. I love that. And so initially I got into this and I was just going to have on-demand evergreen course content that I offer so that it required very little demands on my time. And while that's still the primary way that I serve people, what I realized is as I started talking to people, people would say things to me like, hey, Tim, that sounds cool. Like, I would love the opportunity to travel, but I just don't have the time or interest in a course. Can I just hire you? Can I just get on the just tell me what to do plan? And so I started thinking about it and refining that, developing a coaching process. And so what I say is my in the course option, you're the pilot, I'm the navigator. So I'll walk you through from start to finish with all kinds of clarity and tools so you can, you know, understand the travel hacking system and enjoy it for years to come. With coaching, the way I've said it is I'm the pilot, you're the passenger. So I try to make coaching require as little time and effort from you as possible, where you're not necessarily understanding the system. You're just relying on my expertise to always tell you the next right step to take in light of your travel goals. So when somebody hires me as their coach, somebody just did this 2 days ago, there's a real simple intake that I do just to get to know them a little bit more of who they are, how they like to travel, You know, tell me a little bit about your travel dreams or goals. And then I work with them for the duration of their next big trip or their next big goal. So most people come to me and they've got a trip in mind. I worked with a couple recently that they wanted to take their 35th wedding anniversary trip to Paris and London.
Nice.
So I worked with them for a few months, and man, they earned a lot of points really quickly. And so all along the way, I just coached them through from start to finish. We booked their trip, and that was the setup for our coaching relationship. A few people have come and said, hey, I don't necessarily have a specific travel goal in mind, but I want to start doing this now so that I'm ready to travel once we don't have infants at home, or, you know, 5 years from now when my wife and I do hit our 20th anniversary or something like that. And so I also work with people to really accomplish the whatever big points goal that they would have. Some people would say, hey, can you coach me to get to 500,000 points? So that I've got, you know, $7,500 at least in free travel waiting for me, ready to go. And yeah, absolutely, we could do that. I would love to help.
I love it. Fantastic. So, you know, I'm assuming, you know, and I've got rewards cards. I typically go for like the cash reward, but, you know, are you working with them or does your program show, okay, here's how to find the best, you know, travel card that's totally focused on, you know, travel?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me do a little math with you for a second, because you mentioned cash back. I was somebody that for about 20 years, I used cashback cards. That was like my norm. I had this Amazon cashback card, got my 5% back every time I shopped on Amazon, and felt like I was doing really well for myself in that way. Then I started understanding travel hacking, went through this whole process to master it, and I realized a key principle. Not all points are created equal. And so what that means is in the cashback realm, typically you're going to earn 1 to 3 cents back, on your everyday spending. Maybe every now and then you'll find a consumer like Amazon that will give you 5% return, which is pretty good. But overall, if you understand that not all points are created equal, what I teach people how to do, is engage what I call the double multiplier process to multiply the value of points, both in your earning and in your redemption. So I'll give you an example. My wife and I got a travel card that for the first year of the card, it gave us 10% back on groceries.
Wow.
So, you know, price of groceries has gone up pretty significantly. So that worked pretty well. And so we earned 120,000 points on that card just from our groceries. Well, I could have taken those 120,000 points and I could have cashed them out for a penny a piece, and that would have been $1,200 in cash back. Pretty good return on groceries. But this is where travel points are so much more valuable, because instead of that, I ended up using those points for that all-inclusive resort that I told you about in Cancun. And so those points ended up being worth 3 cents per point value in redemption. So it's essentially like I got 30% return just from swiping one card on my grocery purchases. And that had me eating multiple filet mignon steaks in Cancun in 85 degree weather in March. So it is amazing to see how that can, those points can multiply. Another great example I mentioned, my wife and I are flying in lay flat business class seats to Europe. So if I were to pay cash for
you'll never be able to go back. I hate to tell you this. Whenever you do
Well, the good thing is I have plenty of points to be able to sustain that for a while. that lay flat business class seat, it's like we get our own cubicle. It's pretty cool. But would it cost $4,100? That's the money that the majority of passengers sitting around us will have paid for the same seats that we're sitting in. Well, instead, we booked those same seats for 55,000 points. So I got about a 7.5% return on those points. And that's the double multiplier part of it. I earn those points, three points per dollar, 5 points per dollar, all that. And then the value of those points then multiplied at 7.5 cents a piece. That's a tremendous amount of return just on everyday spending, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're still financially responsible and not putting yourself in debt doing it.
Exactly.
As a result of it. That's fantastic. Yep. That is fantastic. Well, I know you've got something coming up with in the next few days here. Should be right after the launch of the show. What do you got coming on?
Yeah, I do. So I am launching a brand new course for my travel hacking business. It's called Becoming a Travel Hacker. How to unlock the secrets of free travel. And so I am offering that course in a way that it's really built for people that are just getting into the points and miles game, that are really just wanting to start to engage travel hacking. Because oftentimes at the outset, it can sound way more complicated and overwhelming than it actually is. Sometimes, like when I first encountered it, man, it almost sounded like you needed a degree in calculus. Just to understand. And then I got into it and I was like, oh, no, hold on. This is quick, easy, simple, clear. So what I do in my course is I take people from start to finish. A lot of the times, I serve people across the spectrum, but at times I often find that I get to help those who are where I was. So in the course, I take people from feeling discouraged with their inability to afford travel to feeling empowered and equipped to take dream vacations for free using points and miles. So what I find is the average family that I work with, the average family that goes through my course, it's about 3 hours of on-demand content broken down into 5 to 15 minute modules. All of us are busy, and we typically don't have a whole lot of time to be able to consume large amounts of content. So I've broken it down in a way where you could watch it on your lunch break. You could listen to it on your commute to work. You could pop in your AirPods when you're walking the dog through the neighborhood. You could sit down after your kids go to bed and walk through it. So it takes you all the way from start to finish. And then a couple cool things that I'm offering. I'm offering some bonuses for this course. My first bonus is the Ultimate Guide to Disney on Points. So if you're somebody who loves Disney or has always wanted to go to Disney, you get a free guide where I walk you through how to be able to enjoy Disney on points. Second thing I offer is a points value calculator, where it's really simple. You just get, I built the calculator, you just punch in the numbers, and it tells you whether or not you're getting a good value for your points to ensure that you're never wasting them. The third one, this might be pretty interesting for the audience here with you guys. The third bonus that I offer is the complete guide to maximizing points with business cards. I'm a solopreneur with what I do with Travel Multiplier. Maybe you're somebody that you've got a side hustle, an LLC, maybe a larger corporation or business that you run as well. And if so, part of it is there are so many benefits out there with business cards that often go unnoticed and unengaged by the average business owner or business consumer. So I include that as a bonus as well to be able to help people. And the course, like I said, really takes you from start to finish, from nothing to everything. I find that the average family earns over $5,000 in free travel just in their first year. And knowing the audience that's listening here, a lot of highly driven, high performing, catalytic, entrepreneurial driven people, leaders, likely many of the listeners here would earn significantly more than $5,000 in free travel in their first year.
Yeah. Now that's, I do that with rewards cards on my, on all my businesses and everything else. Each one has its own card for all of the expenses and stuff like that. You're now making me rethink all this because I, once again, doesn't cash back on all that stuff. But, when you're running hundreds of thousands of dollars through credit cards over a year, this could add up to be quite a bit, I'm thinking.
Very much so. Yeah.
All right, Tim, are we ready for the fast five questions?
Absolutely.
All right, man. All right. First question. You wake up in the morning. Business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, place to live. What do you do?
And I think I would probably start a new business.
Okay.
I think that the serial entrepreneur in me would love to leverage that money, make that money work for me, and launch a new business and multiply the impact of that investment.
I love it. What's your biggest business mistake?
Yeah, biggest business mistake that I ever made was having an overconfidence of how much people would trust me. Yeah. So I had this really great idea that I underestimated the sounds too good to be true nature of it.
Yep.
And I found that everyone was skeptical. No one was interested. And I did a really poor job initially of communicating to that skeptical crowd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love it. What's a good book that you'd recommend for the audience?
Yeah, I love Donald Miller's Building a Story Brand. I absolutely love that. Likely many listeners are familiar with that. So I'll give you another one. There's a book named How to Get Paid for What You Know by Graham Cochran. I absolutely loved that book. That was a big part of what launched me into the business that I have now. And I would highly recommend that.
I love it. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
Yeah, I would say my two main tools, Kajabi. I love using that for my course and coaching platform. The other one, I find myself just living on ChatGPT, not as something that I'm relying on, but I've learned how to basically build all kinds of custom employees within it. And so I love the custom GPTs and all that does to be able to assist me in what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's people say, oh, well, it's just, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything, or you're cheating. And, you know, it's like, no, I mean, ChatGPT and the other AIs that I use are just tools. And, you know, in a lot of cases, they're my writing partners, my coaches, you know, consultants, everything else too.
Yeah.
Last but not least, what is your definition of freedom?
Yeah, so I would say freedom is being in a place where nothing is holding you back. So I think that can be applied to all kinds of different things. I think that that can be freedom of money. I think that can be freedom in time. I think that can be freedom from opportunity cost. I think that that can be freedom to explore. I think that that can be all kinds of different things. But ultimately, like when I look at freedom, I love that idea of being in a place where nothing's holding me back. And I've worked very hard to try to cultivate that in my life, through my leadership, in my business, for my family. I'm really grateful for the freedom that we have found. And I love the freedom that we're continuing to cultivate, that will hopefully persist for years to come.
Well, cool. Well, Tim, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about, how people find out more about your, you know, your website, how they find this new course and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can head to my website, travelmultiplier.com. You can find me, I've got a Facebook page, Instagram page as well for Travel Multiplier. You could look those up. If you have questions, I love interacting with people, especially skeptics who are curious but not quite convinced. Feel free to send me an email, tim@travelmultiplier.com. If you go to my website, you'll find there's a free guide on there called The Skeptic's Guide to Travel Hacking. What I've done is I've compiled the most common myths about travel hacking. I bust those myths, share some really cool success stories. I have a weekly newsletter that I send out, equipping people with best practices and strategies for travel hacking. And then if you're interested in jumping into the course, I would love to have you for that. Becoming a Travel Hacker launches July 14th. It's available for 10 days. July 14th to July 24th is open enrollment. If you happen to be listening to this after that, you're welcome to sign up for the wait list for the next open enrollment. But I would love to have you join me for that course. We've got dozens of people already ready to rock and roll into travel hacking. We've got all kinds of bonuses that I'm offering in addition to the ones that I talked about. And I would love to empower each and every one of you to experience the freedom of free travel.
I love it. I love it. What's the do we know what the cost of the course is going to be, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So the course is $147. for the course, 147. Yep. So it is really inexpensive. You could do the bare minimum in the course and easily 10x the value of that. Spend 150 and you'll get well over 1,000 back. I do offer a full money back guarantee. So if you happen to get the course and find not quite a fit or not quite what you were hoping for, I love working with satisfied customers. And if you're not satisfied, I am more than happy to give a refund, no questions asked.
I love it. All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I think folks, if you hadn't figured out that this guy knows what he's talking about, and if you know you're somebody that doesn't make as much money as you think you should and can't travel very much, well, he's proof that it can be done. So make sure you reach out to him. We'll put all that in the show notes page. And Tim, thanks for being on, and we appreciate all your advice.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Perfect. And everybody, we'll see you back here for the next show. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.